Hey pals, Mort Burke here, just coming in hot. Fun way to say that, Mort.
Thanks, Mort. Sometimes you gotta support yourself, you know what I'm saying?
To tell you guys about our delightful little Patreon, we got a super fun one. We're gonna post the video from this wonderful drag queen episode soon. I gotta do a little bit of editing on her, and then we're gonna put her on out. And you also get ad-free episodes, and you get to join the Discord, where you get to chop it up with other fans of the show and occasionally hang out with Ashley and I and ask us questions and stuff like that, all for a measly $5. So join the Patreon if you're so inclined. It is Rebrand the Podcast on Patreon. Enjoy this episode, you guys. Thanks!
Rebrand! Ding!
Shantae.
You stay.
Cunt.
Drag queens.
Hello, beloved consumers, and welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
Yep, not tired life into new
brands. Not tired life into new brands. New life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods, celebrities, or religious institutions.
Speaking of tired old brands, it's 10 a.m.
10 a.m. rebrand record. Nothing like comedy in the morning.
A little bit of a.m. laughs for you guys.
I do. I feel like a morning radio DJ. There's a reason all those guys got addicted to cocaine in the 90s.
Oh, is it because you're feeling mellow?
Yeah, I think they had to do 4 a.m. big, loud characters and laughs and swears and stuff. And
oh, like, my God.
That's not fun for anybody's nervous
4 a.m.?
Yeah, those dudes wake up at like 3.
That's a nightmare.
Like Man Cow or whatever.
There is not a guy named Man Cow.
Oh, one of the most famous ones.
No.
Yeah.
His name's Man Cow?
Famous Chicago early morning radio DJ Man Cow. Yeah, you're not familiar. This is the opposite of drag queens.
I don't know. That's kind of drag. Is he a cow? Like, does he go moo as his thing?
I don't know where the name came from.
He doesn't incorporate cows into his bits?
I mean, I haven't listened to very much Man Cow. I know he just got sort of famous for being kind of like a, pardon me, Man Cow, but a little Ren Howard Stern a little bit.
Damn, coming for Man Cow.
He might have been pre-Howard Stern, I don't
coming
know.
Coming for Man Cow at 10 in the morning.
But all those guys were like, it's Buffalo and the Dick! And they'd be like, just like farts out.
What would our names be? Our radio DJ names?
Meatloaf and Spaghetti!
That is good. No, I assume I'm Spaghetti?
Yeah, you're Spaghetti.
Yeah.
And I'm Meatloaf.
And then our soundboard sounds would always be like really horrible, like sloop, sloop,
sloop. Oh,
like the sound of wet ass pussy. Keep that whole pause in there, please.
I'm going to extend it. That's going to be a 25 minute pause. 25 minutes of silence, wet ass pussy. I think it'd be funny if our sound effects board was just a one lazy queef sound.
Pretty active queef sound, honestly.
Yeah, we're zooming this, so it'll hopefully be a Patreon exclusive video for you guys.
Oh,
that'll be funny. You can see how gorgeous Ashley looks and how tired I look.
You look great, honey.
I do have a long Papa's sleeping cap on, though.
Oh, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. And a single candle in a lantern that's flickering, threatening to go out.
And
yeah.
I keep saying, who goes there? I'd just like to know who goes there.
Well, yeah, you're in your home.
Here's the thing about drag queens that I'll say.
Yes.
Which is that I'm familiar with drag culture almost exclusively from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Sure.
Which is real basic, as I've come to understand.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it is like, it is a bit the straight people's way of finding out about queer culture, I suppose. But look, you get your fisting jokes.
Oh, I can't.
You know, you get your crazy, like a lady dressed up as like a fashionable horse, you know. Black culture horse, like you get all that good stuff.
Yeah, no, the show is absolutely excellent.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I just haven't done the work of like going down into the clubs and...
You haven't burned Paris.
Mm-mm.
No.
I haven't done the voguing competitions.
No. Oh, honey. I think you would do really well in the voguing competition.
That's my drag king name for you is Joe Vogan after Joe Rogan.
I thought I was Cody Pendant.
You're Cody Pendant, yeah.
I don't want to be Joe Vogan.
I feel like he's always podcasting. You have like a muscle suit on, you always have a podcast microphone. And you're always talking about like weed and aliens or whatever.
And supplements or whatever the fuck he talks about.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, do you want to do a rundown of the drag queen and king names that you've come up with? We have Cody Pennant, which is based on our dog, Cody.
Yep. I like Caroline a Coke.
Caroline a Coke. Uh-huh.
Madeline of meth. Because you can do meth in lines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think those are strong.
Like Madeline of meth?
That's the other thing is that kind of works as a double pun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Robert Gaplethorpe and Coward Stern. Ooh, he's just really scared all the time.
So I should be clear that drag queens are perfect and need no need no rebrand. So my thought was that we would rebrand the world around drag queens. It's really more of a world rebrand, but drag queen specific.
Yes. Well, here's the insane thing about the politicization. All things are political now, right? But the fact that drag is political, what that means is that what the government is doing is trying to punish people for wearing certain kinds of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. Mm-hmm. That's like if you went outside with a red shirt and they were like, you can't be around children or you'll get arrested.
Right.
It's right. Not only like insane, but truly unconstitutional and bizarre.
So my pitch is that if you are a senator or a representative in the United States Congress, you must be a drag queen.
Yeah, I think that's great. You think 100% of Congress people?
100% of Congress people need to be drag queens. That's what I think.
Can I pitch a slight alteration?
All right.
Which I'm going to say...
I mean, I just came up with this idea and you already want to amend it. Okay,
I think it's unbelievably strong. I think we're missing a slight opportunity to introduce weird Dixiecrat senators to an overwhelming majority of drag queens and watch them learn how to have fun.
Okay,
in the presence of the drag queens.
Okay, so I think...
First of all, get roasted like fucking crazy.
Oh my God, the library would be perpetually open.
I mean, could you imagine those hearings?
Holy shit.
They'd be like, you melting piece of shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your eczema's got eczema, motherfucker.
So maybe two-thirds of Congress.
Yeah, I think 70. Yeah, I think so. I think two-thirds of Congress.
Two-thirds of Congress are drag queens.
Proud, the most like ostentatious drag queens you can imagine.
Yes.
Because here's what's so great too about RuPaul's Drag Race is it's so clearly a culture built out of poverty. And this is not to fetishize poverty in any way. This is to say that they make so many jokes about like sex work that are so funny because the reality is poor people have more fun. They just fucking do. They're like funnier and you know what I mean? For whatever reason. They just are. So it's like...
Well, yeah, adversity breeds, I think. Usually funny people had some bad shit happen to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And like, you have to be a bit more creative about how you have fun if you don't have money.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're facing a society that hates you at that degree, you either die or you get funny.
Oh, whoa.
I really feel that way.
Rebrand at 10, 12 a.m. Talking about death.
I get so dark so easy.
I think you're right, though.
Oh, and then when they're like, any hole is a goal. And they say shit that is the most hilariously crap. Like, that would make a roast comedian blush.
Sure.
Or, like, take umbrage. Like, all these dudes that think they're edgy.
Uh-huh.
You know, when really their stuff is just pretty homophobic or whatever.
Right,
people are actually edgy and they say it and just move on. Like, they don't glare into the camera and be like, aren't you offended? They're just saying something hilarious.
Well, they're being themselves, I feel like. They're just fucking there to have a good time. They're not there for a long time, and they're there to have a good time. You
That's
know what
right,
I mean?
Man.
They're just like fucking... I'm trying to find out how many senators does Texas get? Senators.
Oh, and I bet those Texas drag queens are a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the Houston drag queens are probably nuts.
Can you think of a drag queen name for a Texas senator? Texas has two senators in the U.S. So
I got a good one.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. This is a drag king name.
Okay, great.
Ted Cruzin.
Because I was like, it's going to be Ted Cruz and someone else. So it should be Ted Cruz and then Ted Cruzin.
Ted Cruzin. Which will be a woman dressed as a man, but dressed a little bit like Ted
Perpetually on Grindr.
All constantly. 7 cell phones, 4 of which are malfunctioning because they've downloaded so many different gay hookup apps.
Have you seen those? So it's apparently our senior citizens, real huge fans of Pokemon Go. To the point where like... Some people, they have like setups where they have multiple different phones and they have Pokemon Go on each of the phones and they're trying. So if this drag queen had like a belt with like metal rods that came out and that were just displaying multiple phones and they just had Grindr in every single phone and that's how they came into Congress every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Oh, Ted, I found you.
Yeah, yeah. Here, Ted, you're on two
of these. Oh my God.
Ted, you have 3 Grindr accounts? Holy shit. And they've got an ill-fitting suit on and like prosthetics that give them the exaggerated version of Ted Cruz's weird chin and nose. Ted Cruzin.
That's very good.
Yep, and they have to share an office.
Sure.
And Ted Cruz learns how to laugh and laugh with true joy instead of hatred. You know?
I love that they have to share an office.
Yeah, they absolutely have to share an office. The drag king is always getting out of drag. So it's like Because apparently, this is also the thing that's funny is there's so much hilarious shit on RuPaul where like, it stinks in here. Like, they just like, drag fucking stinks.
Well, sure. I mean.
Of course.
Layers of pads and fabric.
For and, sure. And it's know. A bunch of male assigned at birth people who right. are like sweating and dancing and right. walking immaculately and beautifully.
And trans folk too. There's yeah, lots yeah. more trans folk in the more, newer seasons. Because totally. RuPaul got her shit together.
Yeah, but it's not like those people don't stink. Right. I mean, everybody stinks. So Ted Cruz is like. Also,
my transphobia is that I think all trans people smell great.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's my stereotype. Yeah.
Also,
like
there's
flowers.
Ted Cruz has to smell so weird.
Oh my God, Ted Cruz.
I think he smells like
a sulfur mine.
Yeah, totally. I think he's
old eggs.
Yep, and like
weird aftershave,
Cheerios or something. Like I think he smells like corpses and SpaghettiOs. That's what that's what he smells like.
Oddly, similar smell.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I think they're like, huh, we smell... Okay, we don't share a lot in common, but we smell both weird.
He seems like one of those people that when he sweats, mm-hmm. it emits a scent... Like, his body is trying to expel something mm-hmm. that it can't expel in any other way. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because he probably... I'm going to guess, taking a flyer, that Ted Cruz does not have a really active and healthy GI tract.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting.
I'm
going to
just
sure.
assume.
Yeah. You feel like his digestion's a real mess.
Oh, I think it's just bubble guts and mania in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think when you're that, when you commit that many sins and you're that atrocious of a person, I don't think your guts can handle it very well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like his sweat is just like trying to get toxins out of his body. So I think you're getting like decayed Burger King and shit. You know what I mean? I just think it's like...
Yeah, a Whopper
he's like
from
a
92.
Little spore cloud. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes, the McDonald's fries he ate in 87, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. And the noise you made too, it sounds like... What it sounded like was like when volcanic lava is making its way down the mountain and then like a little bubble bursts where it goes... Pah. Yeah, like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very intense... And it's very definitive, where you're like, oh, that just came off Ted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows.
Yeah. Does that smell like a dumpster full of Big Macs?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And no one is that clever in Congress right now, because we don't have any drag queens, so they're all like, Ted Cruz, more like Ted Stinks. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah,
that kind
yeah.
of thing. He's like coughing, the Pokemon coughing, which you're not familiar with, but he's just a ball, and he's got all these weird ports all over him, these like... This is so gross now that I'm trying to describe it. It's like, they're like little, oh my God, I can't think.
Once again, guys, 10 a.m. There she goes. Good night.
Little, like vents
yeah.
that like black smoke comes out of.
Yeah, yeah. I think for every, there's one of those black vents in his physiological system mm-hmm. for every anti-immigrant sentiment he has made.
Yeah, I'm sure if you like take his shirt off, it's like a Cronenbergian, like he has all those on his back, you know?
Oh, like little weird faces.
Yeah, weird little faces. They're like, please, Ted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, look, the drag queen, the drag king, who she's like, they're going to be like, Ted, we need to butch you up. And so he's going to all of a sudden have like a bushy mustache. He's going to get in shape.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, and he's going to have his heart slowly changed over a period of, let's say, like 4 years. Because it's going to take a lot of work.
Right. I mean, it's like there's a challenge usually on RuPaul Drag's Race where they bring in some group of people and then the queens each get assigned a different person, just like a random citizen, and they remake them in their image of their family, right?
Yeah.
So there was, I think there was an episode that was all veterans, like U.S. veterans.
Yeah.
One of whom thought that he'd killed Julie Andrews. Do you remember that?
Yeah, what was that?
Jinx Monsoon had a vet that was like convinced that he had killed Julie Andrews.
Like in real life.
Yes, I don't remember why. But she just did the craziest callback in All Stars. Anyway, this is like not interesting to anyone that hasn't seen RuPaul's Drag Race. Anyway, but...
had he actually? Why did he think
no,
that?
I'm forgetting that. I do not remember.
Was he relieved of this burden of guilt? Through the episode?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jinx Monsoon referenced it because she was Julie Andrews in All Stars
uh-huh.
during Snatch Game. And she referenced that guy, which was like years later. It was just an incredible callback. She's the best. Anyway, but Ted Cruzan is from the family of, you know, the drag family Cruzan.
Mm-hmm.
So she could like adopt him.
Yep. She's a drag
As
mother.
A drag child. She's
yeah.
a drag
Or
mother.
Drag father if it's a drag child.
Yes, right. Drag father.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he would be the man that he's always wanted to be, but yep. with an open heart.
And he gets to do what he wants to do, which is portray exaggerated masculinity,
yes.
which is what all these people are trying to do. That's what's so funny is they love, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a drag queen. Like, he's a...
This is the thing.
He's a child's version of a man.
As RuPaul arguably sings... Mm-hmm. We're all born naked and the rest is drag.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all God in drag. I truly believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
also, by the way, this how much more fun would this be for some of our younger liberal senators to have some drag queens about?
Oh, my God.
I mean, God, they're surrounded by fucking Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz. Just the fucking...
Oh, it's a snake pit in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the goddamn La Brea tar pits.
Dude,
in there.
They need some lightness. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Whenever they're about to do these, you know, they're going to like, whatever it is, a hearing on like Big Pharma. The first 45 minutes is a pageant walk of these queens coming in being like 9 feet tall and wearing like the most gorgeous dress you've ever seen and also the dress like an alligator, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, also... Instead of filibusters, you should have to have a lip sync for your life.
With absolutely.
Right?
They are so unimaginative with the things they're doing with the filibusters.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to read a whatever. Like, you think that's funny? No, dude. We want to see some goddamn talent out of you people.
Yes. We're going to bring... And look, RuPaul's busy, so it doesn't have to be RuPaul. But we're going to bring, like, a season... You know, get Alyssa Edwards in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, okay, you guys don't want to pass this bill.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a deadlock, you yep. know?
Yep.
One of the fucking Democrats and one of the Republicans, like, select your fighter. They're going to have a lip sync for your life, and we're going to decide.
Yeah. Who's the little trash nationalist from St. Louis? What's his name? Josh something or whatever?
Oh, Holly?
Yeah, whatever his uh-huh. thing. Yeah, him versus AOC or whatever.
Oh, just, my.
This and is look, the- we're going to give them, they, like, the Democrats get a handicap because it's otherwise...
I mean, they're just going to demolish. Well, they would just put fucking AOC or Jasmine Crockett or someone in there every single time.
Yeah, for sure.
And they would destroy, which, I mean, I don't see a problem with.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. I don't know why I'm doing what we did with the Electoral College.
Yeah,
again.
Honey, see, that's don't the, be giving them.
See, honey,
on.
That's why I'm a white man. You got to be here to stop this
I got to stop, honey. I got a gun trained on more right now.
That's right.
I got to stop him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, I think that's beautiful. Absolutely. That's a real good rebrand.
Yeah. And also then it's like if you don't want to keep losing lip syncs mm-hmm. and you don't want to keep getting, you know, read for filth.
Yeah.
Then maybe you need to expand your electorate a little bit, Republicans, and get some senators in here that can hang.
You know what else is fun? You know how none of those senators ever see their children?
Right.
Here's the thing. We get it. We let all of their toddlers and babies into Congress. They're going to be begging those drag queens to read to them.
I feel like we're rebranding Congress, huh?
Well, we can move on, but you get what I'm saying, right?
Because
there's all this, they're so fucking, first of all these people are so terrified. They live in fear that somebody's going to molest their children, when the reality is it's much more likely statistically that their fucking uncle is going to molest them.
Right.
A million times.
Or a member of the Republican Party.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying, is we bring the kids in and they're going to be begging.
To hang out with these queens.
This is why they're so afraid, because kids love drag queens, because drag queens are fucking hilarious and fun, and children are little drag queens.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're like cowboys and Indians, put the makeup on, I want to play with big trucks, or I want to play with princess dresses, right? So
right.
Then the Republicans, because they never have to deal with their own children, a lot of them, it's not just the Republicans,
right.
Never have to deal with their own children. They're going to be so happy to have them be entertained by drag queens.
I really think that probably two-thirds of every profession... It should be mandated that there are drag queens in that business.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. God, it really, really spice up the DMV.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Ms. Vanjie?
Ugh.
As one of the people behind the glass of the DMV?
He's a stupid license.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. This, totally. Or even just, like, going to Wendy's or whatever. And there's, like, a hilariously gorgeous done up. You know, with, like, a long train.
I mean, so whimsical.
Or like a widow's veil.
Right.
You know, like mm-hmm. a sort of a goth Edgar Allan Poe-esque art queen. You know?
I also like imagining that like someone is like, God, I really need this job. So I fucking have to come up with a drag persona. You know, they're like not already there. They're like, fuck.
Yes.
So then they have to like kind of come up with like, okay, can a cum pun be in my name somehow? Is there any way I can work fisting into my, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Your name tag says like Mrs. Jizz or whatever.
Wait, Mrs. Jizz Prika, though.
Yeah, they have to call you that.
She's married.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Mrs. Jizz.
Yeah, 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 she's in a loving relationship.
It was a beautiful ceremony.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you, Mr. Jizz.
Oh, so she married into the Jizz name. She didn't keep her own name.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Her name was Mrs. Cum.
Why didn't they make it Cum Jizz?
I think she's a little more, bit too much. She's more traditional.
Yeah. Right. She's a trad wife.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mrs. Jizz is a trad
wife. Dude, a trad wife drag queen is so funny.
Oh.
Only male, only missionary, and we're praying the whole time.
A woman's place is in the home. And then she turns around and there's like a fist, a prosthetic fist in her butt as she's walking the runway.
And also just imagine you get up early, go for a jog in the morning. You see a dump truck and the second trash person is a glorious drag queen. You're telling me that doesn't brighten your day?
You're telling me that doesn't add a little bit of whimsy to your life?
So fun.
So fun.
That's the thing. Well, watching RuPaul's Drag Race, like they're, and not all, there are plenty also, it's really fascinating because like, there are some who are extremely talented dressmakers.
Yeah.
Which is its own skill that I could not even begin to comprehend.
Right.
And then there are other ones that are so goddamn funny. Mm-hmm. Right. But what it really is just this incredible exploration of creativity and another American culture, which is like, this is the shit that actually makes me proud to be American.
Yes, totally.
And also why the world, if they did and do ever love Americans, it's because of our art.
Mm.
It is not because of our military industrial complex. Mm-hmm. It is not because of our stupid nationalism. It's because from America, we created soul, jazz, gospel, hip hop, drag culture.
Mm-hmm.
I love skateboarding. All mm-hmm. manner of kinds of, you know what I mean? Hip hop,
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is so important to the drag community. Like, it's really, really, really beautiful, all the yeah. crazy things that have come from here. And this is like, it's so amazing how the things that are the most colorful are the most frightening.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well, the reason that it makes people freaked out, I think, is because it's the same thing. It's fucking the trans panic writ large, which is,
mm-hmm.
it's like homophobia
mm-hmm.
mixed with a fear of, well, if that person can be a woman, then what am I?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right. And if I want to have sex with that person,
then what am I?
What does that make me?
Right.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Yep.
There's a whole thing about like, oh, I can't, like if a trans woman is really passing
mm-hmm.
and I hook up with them, am I gay? And it's like, well, no, because she's a woman.
Right, right.
Which but that, you know, but it's just a fucking stoking of gay panic and, you know, puts people into a goddamn existential crisis. And for me, I actually was talking to a friend about this once that I feel that trans folk, drag culture, all that kind of stuff is freeing to me as a cis woman.
Uh-huh.
Because then there's not a specific type of way I must be.
Yes.
To be a woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like a lot of drag queens are like hyper feminized and that kind of thing, obviously. They're like going for a particular aesthetic. But mm-hmm. like, even that makes me, because it's camp and because it's taking the piss a little bit of like, in some ways, of beauty standards and that kind of thing. It both is and isn't. I think that's why drag is interesting. It's like many, many different things. It's complex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's both like, look at these gender roles and look how stupid they are. And also like, doesn't that person look gorgeous? And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's like an interesting. So it gives me permission to be or not be whatever.
Right.
Which, so rather than seeing it as freedom, people see it as like a fucking cage that they're getting trapped in or something. When really it's like, the more diversity of expression with gender or sexuality or whatever just gives you permission to do whatever the fuck.
Right.
Because
right.
who cares?
Because we're all weirdos. And the people who are so anti-weirdo are the most weird. Because
uh-huh.
that's putting your thumb on the garden hose of weirdness. So then what happens is the garden hose just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh.
Until your wife discovers you're on Grindr. And that's the garden hose exploding.
Wow, what a metaphor, honey.
Yeah, thanks. I liked
that. That was a 10:30 a.m. metaphor.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Yeah, yeah. I think in poetry. But yeah, the whole thing of like, you're, yeah, I'm so horny that you can't be here. That's the thing. That's the thing of like, yeah, you look better than my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
That can't be okay.
I'm so horny that you can't be here is such a funny sentence.
That's what it is. That's what those people are truly, yeah.
Right.
That's what the gay panic is, you know?
For sure. And I mean, you've seen all that shit of like, anytime they come, I feel like anytime there's a threat of like some sort of homophobic law that's getting like bandied about in Congress or whatever, mm-hmm. all the gay dating apps are like, do you want us to release your profiles?
Yeah, right.
Which is fucking amazing.
Which is so good. That's what I, you know, I always say this, like, I believe we're in the time of transparency, and it's like, mm-hmm. it has gotten progressive because people.
He's always saying, I'm like, more, I get it. We're in the time of transparency.
You didn't hear me? Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like back in the McCarthy days, we didn't, like everybody kind of sensed it, but we didn't, there wasn't someone threatening to release documentation of how McCarthy was trying to sleep with tons of 25-year-old guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not saying that was definitely happening, but you know, come on, somebody
was. Right.
But now it's like, yeah, absolutely, man. That shit is going to become harder and harder to keep in the shadows. And so you can like, you can double down and get more and more angry, or because a lot of those, you know, those people are incapable of accepting the fact that they're totally bi, if not fully gay.
You know what I just realized is that our rule now that 2/3 of jobs must be filled with drag queens.
Ooh, 2/3 of jobs. Nice.
All jobs.
Yeah.
Is what I've decided.
Yeah, I like that.
Means that there will be like extremely dramatic like period pieces about the Holocaust with like
oh my god,
Silky Nutmeg Ganache. That's like
I could have done more. I could have done more.
You know?
Yeah.
Like in full drag. It's pretty fun.
Well, that's
like World War II movies where it's like Random soldier. Heidi in closet. Random soldier.
Full on swishing. Full on posing.
Because I'm also talking background actors.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
So you'll have like a whole scene where there's two arms. Fucking Braveheart. There's two. All those guys are in drag. So yeah. You know, like a World War One or like a Civil War movie or something. Glory. Where all these people are rushing. And 2/3 of those soldiers.
Yeah.
Big old beehive wigs.
Yeah. Full on peacock.
Nails a foot long.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Trying
incredible.
Trying to disassemble and reassemble old timey rifles or whatever. Like trying to stuff the flint into with those huge nails and like lace gloves and a parasol.
The amount of suspension of disbelief we'll have to do.
Yeah.
As consumers of media. Totally. I think it'll really help. I think it'll make us like extend our brains
so much
a little bit more.
Heat too.
Blow.
Well, that's already yeah.
No, you're right. That's already yeah.
There's already some fun because Paul Rubens plays a pretty great sort of
that's true.
Drug dealer, I think, who's great. So he'll just be a little bit more dragged up.
What's the funniest movie to have drag queens in?
I mean, I think you're absolutely right that any war movie. Oh, Interstellar. Contact.
Oh my god. Also like any movie where it's like two, like Alien versus like Predator.
Yes.
It's like two people.
Yeah, in the jungle.
Oh my god.
Mascara running.
A drag queen trying to fucking fight Predator.
Yes.
God, that's a fun movie.
So funny.
Instead of Arnold, it's fucking Plain Jane.
Yes.
You know?
Without a doubt.
In the shit?
Yep, totally. Like, stilettos stuck in the mud. Like, so many cuss words because it's so hot and humid in the jungle. You know what I mean? Just being like, this reminds me of time I gave a BJ for $4 at an alley in fucking Memphis or whatever. Everybody's laughing. Ha ha ha.
Miss Vanjie, the lead of Heart of Darkness. Wait, what is the actual movie called? It's not Heart of Darkness.
No, Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. Miss Vanjie is the lead of Apocalypse
yeah,
Now.
Yeah, what's the Dennis Hopper thing where he's like, he's not a man, or whatever. You think you know where you live, man? You're in a whole new world, man. And it's just Miss Vanjie, like, on a throne, surrounded by those, like, decapitated heads or whatever.
It's a better world. What we are describing is a better world.
It's so much fun.
You know
man.
What I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Also, I love the idea of like going in for a voice session and my audio engineer is a full-on drag queen for
totally.
No fucking reason.
Yep.
It's excellent.
Fully made up. And it can also be drag kings, which is
yes,
again,
absolutely.
Like, that's what those Heat movies are. That's why those are so fun. It's like playing at this masculine stereotype.
Right.
You know, and if it's a good movie, then it's done through like complexity
right.
and artful structure or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, that's all. Just throw in a real drag king in there.
Right.
It's not that hard.
It's
they're just going to be slightly more exaggerated, where their guns are going to be 4 times larger than everyone else's,
right.
and their muscles are going to be their arms will be their biceps will be the size of basketballs,
and they'll also probably be shorter than
yes.
the other, which is Excellent. Can you imagine funny. Someone my height? I'm fucking 5'2".
Yeah, yeah. Totally. With like Val Kilmer and although Al Pacino's probably 5'2".
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Actually, that's true. I would be, yeah. A drag king would be revealing that most men in Hollywood are 3 feet tall.
Yeah, but I think you're right to the action stars, like your Rocks. Not Vin Diesel. He seems like a shorter man.
Yeah, I think he's a shorter man.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of those like wrestling dudes, John C., the guys who make the transition to acting or whatever.
Speaking of like fucking The Rock, there's all this Oscar buzz around him and he has all these prosthetics on. That bitch isn't drag in that movie.
Wrestling is so drag. Dude.
Wrestling is drag for boys.
Wrestling is ultimate drag.
Yes!
It's silly, dramatic storylines. It's hyper gender roles.
Okay.
It's sweaty hugging.
So we could do this to mix it up. What we could do is, let's say a third of every job position is held by a drag queen. And then another third is held by a wrestler.
This is really good, actually, because I think the internet would love that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, because I could be wrong. I'm sure there's a lot of wrestling fans who also enjoy drag.
I'm sure there's crossover, or there would be if they knew about drag, you know?
Yep.
Because you could also then have the fun of, like, in Congress, mm-hmm. like, maybe sometimes you do a lip sync for your life, mm-hmm. and then other times you have to get in the ring.
Yeah.
Drag queens taking off their mini earrings. Fucking clotheslining guys.
Yeah, full on suplexing them.
I'm surprised they haven't done drag wrestling, honestly. Maybe they have.
Yeah, I bet there's some of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a different form of drag. So we could add that into the mix.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I still like it being two-thirds drag queens, though.
Yeah, sure.
Because I just like imagining a trench warfare movie.
Yeah.
And you just see a very large wig popping out of the trench, you know?
Yeah, the drag queen is holding her best friend in her arms while he passes away and gives her a picture of his sweetheart or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut to her knocking on the door to tell his wife how brave he was. You got any brownies? Or whatever.
A drag queen on her knees during the platoon moment, screaming at the sky.
Yeah.
Being rained on.
Yeah, more drag queen video games, obviously.
Yes, there is a drag queen fighting video game that's coming out, I think.
Which oh, really?
Is great. Yes, I believe so.
That's fun.
That has like Ben De La Creme in it and stuff like that. Although, you know, then you're thinking, okay, two-thirds of characters in games being drag queens is so fucking funny.
Yeah, totally.
Like all these Space Marine games.
For sure. Oh, the new Metal Gear.
The new Metal Gear, Last of Us. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of very harried looking random people and then drag queens.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then also two-thirds of the zombies are drag queens.
Yeah. Being like, what am I doing in space?
I would love to play like a Mass Effect.
They're like, well, at least in space I can hear Ben De La Creme sing.
Oh, dang. They're reading her for filth as they do. Yeah, I really love this. I just think it would add... just more whimsy and more fun. Like you're saying, you're getting your coffee and the guy that like heats up the sandwiches in the back is a drag queen.
Yeah.
You know, like that's fun.
And my little version of this is that's why I like living in LA too, because I'm like, it's like being in New York, you can wear whatever and
right.
no one bats an eye. Now mm-hmm. in LA, some people utilize that beautifully. Other people make huge fashion mistakes. But
sure.
even that is totally fine.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, yeah, this world doesn't need to be black and white. Wear a 10-foot scarf. That's so funny. Just do it. I want to see more weird articles of clothing while I'm outside. It makes me feel it lights up my day just a little.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. So, you know, if you if you're a fan of drag queens or you support just I don't know, like a greater breadth of expression in people.
Yeah.
There's I think there's an ACLU Drag Defense Fund you can contribute to. You should find if there's any drag queen, what am I trying to say? Storybook reading?
Yeah.
What's there?
Sure.
Isn't there a phrase for
story,
that?
I don't know. They do like story brunches and stuff.
Yeah. There's like story time with drag queens you can find or drag brunches or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Support your local drag queens.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how you'll see a little kid and they're like, I'm going to be Spider-Man all day. Adults need to be doing that.
That is what drag is, kind of, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's totally an extension of that thing of, like, a little kid being like, I want to have my magic wand and my dress all day long.
It's great.
You know? And it's stifling that is corny.
Also, like, you got to give it up for how much fucking effort it takes.
It is unbelievable the amount of work that these people
good
did.
Lord.
Holy crap.
Creating a look, even a bad drag queen, yeah, is still like 10 times more effort than I'm ever willing to put in the way that I look.
Yeah, just watching drag queen, it's like they're on, it's like watching someone have 6 full-time jobs.
It's
and,
crazy.
And be filmed.
Well, that's why it's so compelling to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, I think, is because it's like 7 reality shows in one. It's a fashion show, it's comedy, it's singing, like it's almost, it's like frankly unreasonable.
Yeah.
What right. the person that wins that show has to be capable
yes.
of doing.
The amount of work that they have to do is the opposite of like nepotism. Or it's the yes. opposite of receiving a job because of some sort of like superficial reason like your race or whatever.
Right, right.
And
right.
the other thing about it is they, to me, the really heart-opening aspect of it is that they tell their stories for like a small section of the episode. Not yeah. even every episode. But you'll get to hear these just... it's a thing that reality shows aren't often courageous enough to do, which is like tell the truth about these people.
Mm-hmm.
And the when you hear, you know, when you truly know someone, you can't help but love them.
Yeah, right.
So when you hear these stories of being thrown out of their home at 16,
right,
or caring for their parents who are dying, even though their parents rejected them because of their sexuality or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just so like profound. And then they're making jokes about mouth to ass or whatever.
Except for Ted Cruzan. Ted Cruzan came from a perfect home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Ted Cruzan.
Ted Cruzan, very button up. But he's always on 7 Grindr accounts.
Oh, absolutely.
But he will not swear.
No.
He's always talking about how much he loves his children.
Yeah. Which he has many.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, many, many heterosexual children with his heterosexual wife. He yes. puts the word heterosexual every sentence. Ding. All right, so thanks for joining us today. I'm going to do a fun thing where I read a review in an effort to encourage people to leave reviews for us, because that's, you know, it's good for the Apple robots. They eat reviews. It makes them so happy. They can't get enough of it. So this one is from our good friend Captain Raul, who said, "So many of the silly pitches feel like fun adventures instead of potential lawsuits thanks to the couple's amazing chemistry." Hey, thanks. Yeah, we haven't gotten sued yet. Awesome. Thanks, Captain Raul. They're not allowed to because of satire laws, which feels nice. Guys, we've got a Patreon. It's Rebrand the Podcast on Patreon. If you join for a measly little $5 a month, you get access to our Discord, where you get to suggest themes for the episode. Ashley and I do monthly hangouts most months, where you get to ask us questions and stuff. And you get ad-free episodes and unreleased content, like probably this one will be released on video, stuff like that. So join the Patreon if you're so inclined. Thank you so much. Go check out the ACLU Drag Relief Fund. And have a beautiful week, you guys, and express yourself. Listen to the NWA song Express Yourself. It's got a really wonderful sample. Thanks.
We love you. Bye.